To Liverpool now, where British Prime Minister Keir Starmer today declared a new era for UK-Irish relations. He was speaking at the opening of that wide-ranging UK-Ireland summit that's taking place there. Mr. Starmer said that both countries had turned the page on turbulent years and that changing times meant it was time for a new relationship. He spoke to our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal.
A really successful summit, inaugural summit. And, you know, for the UK and Ireland, it's a really important moment because we're clearly living in a volatile world. And for our two countries to act together in this way, to be productive, we've had really good discussions this morning. We've got a huge amount achieved. I think historically we've been close, but this really takes us forward to a new chapter. So a very productive, very successful meeting.
Can I ask, why is it personally important to you? This is a very busy week for you as you lead efforts on the world stage, and yet you dedicate as much of yesterday and today to this summit.
Well, there are two reasons for that. I think the relationship between the UK and Ireland is a really important relationship, and I think we can take it to a really good place, and that matters to me politically. Personally, it was back nearly 25 years ago that I first started working in Northern Ireland on the Good Friday Agreement, and I've therefore been in Northern Ireland and Ireland many, many times over a number of years. Part of our honeymoon was in Ireland and we holiday here. So for me, there's a personal element here, but politically, I think, to have our two countries aligned in the way we've now been able to achieve today was always going to be important, but is particularly important because clearly we live in a more volatile world now than we have done in recent years. And I think in times like this, it's necessary to have the strongest relationship. And I'm really pleased that we made such progress towards that today.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer speaking there to Tommy Mescal, who we'll talk to in a couple of minutes. But first, Taoiseach Michael Martin thanked Mr. Starmer both for his leadership on Ukraine and on tackling the issues that are vital to both Ireland and its closest neighbour.
We've just had one of the most extensive United Kingdom-Irish summits in a generation, with quite a number of ministers on both sides attending, and very concrete and substantial discussions on economic relationships, trade. We met with business earlier this morning, energy in particular as well, some very good exchanges there, on how we can jointly work on the offshore wind agenda and on energy security, because we're very tied together in respect of energy. Security issues more broadly, which underpin economy and migration issues and the challenges facing us. It was very, very positive.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin there. Now, Tommy Mescal is on the line. Tommy, we don't know if there was that Guinness diplomacy that Keir Starmer had hoped for, but listening to both leaders there and Keir Starmer talking to yourself, that British-Irish relationship is certainly on a new path.
Absolutely. He did speak about Guinness diplomacy last night, Carol, you're right, but I didn't see any of it. Nevertheless, as you say, those warm relations were on full display today. And I think it's significant too to look at the amount of effort that the UK government has put into this summit this week, given how busy it is for the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer. He is leading those efforts on the world stage to bring about peace to Ukraine. As officials in Downing Street will tell you themselves, every morning they're waking up to see what the latest development is from across the Atlantic, and they're rushing to react to it. Nevertheless, he dedicated much of yesterday and today to this summit. But on top of that, you also had several members of the UK cabinet here in Liverpool to meet with their counterparts in the Irish government. For example, you had the Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner, the Home Secretary Yvette Cooper, Energy Minister Ed Miliband, the Northern Ireland Secretary Hilary Benn. So a real statement of intent there on the British side that they really do want to improve UK-Irish relations. They've agreed now to what is called a UK-Ireland 2030 cooperation plan. And I think the intention here is that you will have working groups in the UK Cabinet Office in London and in the Department of the Taoiseach in Dublin. And they will work to ensure that the commitments made here today are followed up over the next 12 months.
Now, we know security is a big issue. We heard the Taoiseach there mentioning energy. What kind of issues are they seeking cooperation on?
Yeah, there's been promises to cooperate across a whole load of areas. So as you say, security, trade, energy and so on. In the area of energy, for example, both governments believe that there is potential for joint projects in the area of offshore wind. The UK is seen as a country that is very much advanced in that area, and there's opportunities, as they would see it, for Ireland to work with the UK in that regard. Opportunities too, when you look at the Celtic and Irish seas, they would say. In terms of security then, they're looking for closer cooperation in terms of protecting infrastructure like undersea cables and also in the area of cyber security. Both leaders, the Prime Minister and the Taoiseach, were keen to say that when it comes to economic security and economic growth, that a key part of that is defence security, if you like, traditional security. So they were very much playing up the idea that they both also need to show a commitment in the area of security and defence.
Tommy Mescal, our London correspondent, reporting there for us from Liverpool.